We'll start with Simin Shin Gimel Sif Zayin. Loitetze Bikatla. We're talking about this. Simin is discussing what a woman is allowed to go out with in terms of tachshitim. The opening halachas are that those things that are tachshit, that she's not likely to take off, those are things that she's allowed to carry. So Mechaber says, Loitetze Bikatla. What is a katla? So a katla, says the Mechaber, is beged sheyeshol shnatzim kein michnasayim. It has holes like pants. Umachnisim bo ritzu rechava kosher asav tzavara. And then it's wrapped. A string is used to wrap around the neck. Va'beged tali alibulu chashiv umitzuy rezav. And it had a gold that was put on it. So actually, there are parts of this that are similar to a scarf, but the difference is that it was wrapped around the person and was used more as like an ephod, like a breastplate. And that is something that's going to be usher. I asked Rav Neman Sal Shlita if this would be similar to a scarf. The fact that it's usher is that we're afraid he's going to take it off. And so Rav Neman Sal pointed out that the Mishnah Berurah says that's because he's going to take it off and show it to people. But a scarf that's worn for heat to keep a person warm, then in such a case it would be permissible. Sifches, loteitze benizme ha'af. One should not go out with a nose ring. Avoyotze benizme ha'ozen. So for those who are planning to get their nose pierced, think twice because this halacha the mechaber. Says Ramah, b'pneisha aznam mechusas, that their ears are covered, so then we're not afraid that the people are going to take it off. But where they uncover the ears, remember that the Svardik Poskim were writing in lands where women were entirely covered. The Rambam says that a woman's not supposed to go out with her face uncovered. That's because where the Rambam lived in Egypt, like in many places in Egypt today, women covered their faces as well. That's not a requirement, of course, in Halacha. The Rambam wasn't saying that a woman in every generation has to cover their faces, not like the burqa ladies. But the point is that in more cultures, it was even common to have the ears covered. So the halacha differentiates over here whether a woman is likely to take off her earrings based on whether her ears are covered or not. If her ears are covered, so her friends won't see her earrings, so then in such a case, she won't want to take them off to show her friends. But if her ears are already uncovered, they're going to notice each other's earrings, they're going to compare each other's earrings. So then, if the derech is to take it off, so then in such a case, it would be problematic. Today, Rav Neman Sal Shlita told me that the earrings that are attached, it's not the derech for women to take off. If I understood him correctly, this is la halacha of Eloi Lemaisa, Rav Neman Sal said that clip-on earrings, though, might be problematic because those are easy to take off. And then it could very well be that derech lehotzia misham would be a problem. So one needs to be ma'ayin a little bit more whether earrings are clip-on earrings would be permissible to wear in a rishus harabim. In regards to the following question, I actually, speaking of nose rings, so I did have the audacity to raise that with Rav Neman Sal Shlita, and that is I asked him, what about Balei Tshuva, that there are Balei Tshuva. I think a few days before, I had seen someone who was religious who had a nose ring. So Rav Neman Sal's first reaction was to grimace. He normally doesn't grimace, but when I told him there are people who wear nose rings, he grimaced. He said that if it would be easy to take out, so then in such a case, it would be usser. Otherwise, it would be permissible. Siftes, lotese v'macha nekuva v'myatza chayeves. One should not go out with a needle with a hole in it. Then it's considered a masui, explains the Mishnah Berurah. In Sifkat and Chav Beis, da'av a masui. V'afil v'amelis ba kishure v'tochev v'smach v'tzif v'sigeres ba. Ein derech la'av n'lizkor v'nekuva v'lechein av a masui. A machat that has a hole in it is a tailor's needle. And since it's a tailor's needle, so you can't go out even if you're using it to hold two items together. But v'she'ena nekuva, so then in such a case, in ma'amedes ba kishurei mutar salatzes, but if it's being used to hold garments, it's permissible. V'meina ma'amedes ba kishureha, then it's going to be aser. Sif yud, lo teitzei b'tabash yesh l'achosem, a woman should not go out with a ring that has an insignia. In those days, generally it was common for men to go out with rings with an insignia. Women did not do that. V'miyatza chayeves. And if she does, then she's chayeves, because it's not common for her to go out in such a manner. Now, there's a beautiful Mishnah Berurah that explains based on the Gemara. It's actually a catch-22. The moment in which you say that it's not the derech for a woman to go out with such a thing, so then it's no longer derech chotzah. So if you take a look at Mishnah Berurah of Katan Chavav, he explains, on the one hand, it's not normal, but it's still considered derech chotzah. In order to make a chayv, he still has to be derech chotzah, because at times the husband, if he was away for business, he would give his wife the insignia to sign checks, and that was still common. So if it's something that's entirely never takes place, so then on the other side, it wouldn't be an isur deraisa. But this is chayevas. G'sheina le'achaysem, lo'itaytzen, if he doesn't have a insignia, she shouldn't go out v'miyatza p'tura, we're afraid she's going to show it off, says the Mishnah Berurah, because it's a tachshit isha. The question over here is, what type of ring are we talking about? And what is the halacha lemaisa in regards to women wearing their rings? So there is a big discussion about that, in terms of halacha lemaisa, women wearing rings. I prefer to leave that as we get through more of the halachos of the simon, and then b'siyata d'shmaya remind me to come back to Yudaf Aleph. Lo teitze b'kol yor, v'hu tachshit shekosheres bo maftechei chaluka, v'lo b'chovels, v'hu kesher shekosher bo bosim sherechav tov. B'chol yor is an adornment that was put on top of one's shawl, that a woman put on top of a shawl. It was there to adorn the shawl. So then, in such a case, the halacha is that is chayiv. That is chayiv because it is an item which is considered a masoi. Why is it considered a masoi? So the Mishnah Berurah explains, if katan chavtes, because it was used to show osher. It was a sign of class state. So since it was a sign of that state, then in such a case, it is an isur d'oraisa. However, if you're talking about clasps that are used, C-L-A-S-P-S, that are used to close a shawl, so then the Mishnah Berurah points out that that could very well be entirely mutter. If it's being used to close a shawl, then it's a chelek of the beged. And then it would be either considered part of the beged, or for that matter, it could be considered a tachshit if it does both. In other words, if you have this kliur that is being used also to close it, then in such a case, then it would be considered a tachshit. Continues the mechav v'lo b'koveles v'hu kesher shekosher b'bosim sherecho tov. The halacha is that one can go out with those things that are a tachshit, but a koveles is used to be kosher bosem, and the halacha is that would be problematic, because that would be considered at least a masoi. Is it a masoi? Because, because she might come to show it to others. It's not going to, it's a tachshit, says the Mishnah Berurah of Katan Lamed, but she might come to show it to others, and therefore it's going to be aser. If it would be a masoi, then it would be nisur d'oraisa. Sivyu Bezim, Chisar Achas Mishineho, Misima Achar Mimkomo, if she has a false tooth. Imu Shel Zov Lotetsebo, Dikimu Shemishunim Bemarim Mishar Shinayim, Dilma Mivazi Lava Shakolo, Umantia. She might be embarrassed by this tooth that looks different by others, and she might take it out at times. Avoshekezov Shedom Lashar Shinayim Mutter, Vikoshkin Shane the Adam. We are missing our dentists tonight. But here, so in those days, next time a patient complains to her dentist that their tooth is slightly not the color of their teeth, tell them the fair shalach and shulchan aruch. If it's a silver tooth, then it's considered white. Koshkein shein de adam. So when it comes to a shein that is gold, we're afraid she's going to take it out. I would imagine that the times have changed today, and therefore, you know, these dental implants are not easy to take out. It would be interesting, Shilas, what about bite plates and things like that, where it's much more common for a person to take out. Sif Yud Gimel. Lo teitzei b'min al akaro lemala d'mechaku lo v'aysi l'aysuye. She should not go out with a shoe that is torn above, because she might come to carry it. V'lo b'min al chadash. And also a new shoe, shema lo yavel l'midasa, because we're afraid that it won't fit properly. Elim kin nista lechas ba me'etmal. She had to have tried it beforehand. Reb Shlomo Zalman is quoted in the Dir Shu as saying that if she got a shoe at a particular size and she knows that's her size, then that would be enough as well. Avul ish mutar shei makbid kol kach. Here's men are from Mars and women are from Venus. Men, as long as the shoe works, it's going to be enough. Women are much more particular, so we're afraid much more that women are going to carry. You see it sometimes at weddings and so on. You know, life doesn't make it. Or some things that women do don't make sense, is that the women, the shoes are uncomfortable, so walk around without shoes. So why are they wearing those shoes? Tzarechion. But ish is motor sheimak b'kokach. Says Rama, u'bashar malbushim ein lochosh afilu b'isha. When it comes to other malbushim, so then in such a case, you don't have to be concerned. In other words, this is a chumrah, particularly in regards to shoes. Yud Dalit Yotzei Spechut Eser Ben Shem Besuim Misar Misar Chaverta Vafil Misar Behema. In those days, what sometimes people would do is attach as an adornment to their hair, they would attach other strands of hair. Now we're going to discuss the halachas of wearing a sheitel, not in terms of whether a sheitel is mutter or aser. Chacham Avadya said the women who wear sheitel, they're going to go to Gehenim and their husbands after them. So, but that's not what we're going to discuss, whether it's mutter to wear a sheitel or not. We know in Ashkenaz that our minig is too. But there are two halachos in regards to Shabbos, in regards to sheitel. One is what we're going to learn later on in Sif Chaf. Yud Chaf. Peyanachris. Where's Peyanachris? It's right here. It's right here. It just says in Yud Ches. Yes. On the top of Yud Ches, on the top of page Sadi Beis. So there are going to be one set of halachas in regards to Peyanachris. And now over here we have the halachas of the strands of hair. So the halacha is as follows. A woman can go out with strands of hair. Ironically, the simple reading, the incorrect reading of the halacha on Yud Ches is that a woman can't go out with a sheitel, because peyanachris is aser. But here, if it's just chutei sear, that is going to be permissible. Of course, all these shashos are that she's going to take off a taksha to show to her friend. However, it says the Mishaburin Sifkat Lamivav, even though we say that peyanachris is aser, but over here, since it's chutin ba'alma, the halacha is a chutin ba'alma are mutter. So, Bein Shem Asui Misar, whether the chutim back into the mechaber are made from her own hair, O Misar Chaverta, Afil Misar Behema, Levat Shalot Teitzei Zikna B'shel Yalda B'shel Yalda B'shel Zikena. She can't be, if she has white hair, if she's going to put in black hairs, so then she might become uncomfortable with that, and vice versa. So then in such a case, she can't do that. But otherwise, it's going to be permissible. Okay. Siyata D'Shemaya will stop over here. I just realized as I was saying that